listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
It's good to be rolling back in here with you, my brothers and sisters. We're looking at the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Grab a pen and paper in your Bible. The first reading comes from Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 38. The psalm response is from Psalm 40. The second reading from Hebrews, chapter 12, the first four verses of chapter 12, and the gospel from St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. You ever have one of those weeks or one of those days where you just feel like everybody in the world is against you? You know the kind of day I'm talking about, not just the day when things don't go your way or things go wrong, but when you really feel like you're trying to be a good guy, you're trying to be a good girl, you're just trying to be a good man or woman of God, and it just seems as though that's the day that God puts everybody in front of you that's going to test your Christianity. Every person in front of you that's going to make you at times want to look to the heavens and say, you know, I just don't feel like being Christian anymore today. Well, that's the kind of theme that we're looking at in this Sunday's readings. You look in this first reading from Jeremiah, the very first words you're going to hear, this man ought to be put to death. And a lot of times when you hear that in Scripture, we often think, oh, that must be people saying this about Jesus. But this is from the prophet Jeremiah. And what's great about this is that it's actually talking about Jeremiah himself, that the princes in the town are saying to the king, this man, Jeremiah, should be put to death, because what he's doing is he's demoralizing people. By the words that he's saying, the things that he's saying, he's demoralizing people, and he's not really interested in the welfare of the people. So they actually take Jeremiah and they throw him into a cistern, and a cistern was an underground well that used to gather water, natural rainwater, they could draw out of, but it was also used oftentimes to place a prisoner while they're awaiting trial, because they couldn't crawl out of it by themselves, they had to be pulled out by ropes. And what's interesting in this moment is that here's Jeremiah, and all he's trying to do is give the word of the Lord. I mean, God's giving him the words, and he's preaching it, and it's leaving the people upset. And they're saying that the word of God that he's preaching really is not helping people. It's demoralizing people. It's dividing people, and we have to do something about this guy. And then we get into the second reading from the book of Hebrews. Now, this is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, the first four verses, because it's so beautiful. It says, therefore, we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, back when this was written, you know, the cloud of witnesses, people, scholars have debated about this, and we know what this means. The witnesses that have gone before us, those heroes, those martyrs in the faith, the saints, the communion of saints, all the heroes of Scripture, that we're surrounded by all these people who are cheering us on. And we have to remember that when bad times are coming and people don't like what we have to say and people don't like the way we're living, if we're living the Christian life, we have to remember those who have gone before us. Now, the word witness, the Greek word for witness is the word martyr. That's where we get the word martyr. It means to witness so boldly that you offer your very life. And listen to what it says in there. It says, consider how much opposition that these other witnesses went through. Consider how much opposition that Jesus Christ and those who live for Christ go through. Consider that. Don't forget that. That these aren't just stories of long dead people or stories of people that were holier than you. These are your brothers and sisters in faith. We're all bound together by the body of Christ. Consider the stuff that they went through, the opposition that they went through. That's what a life of Christ is going to get you. If you're living the right way, it's going to get you opposition. And it leads perfectly, I mean, absolutely perfectly, into the gospel passage from St. Luke this week. And it talks about Jesus is saying, I came to set the earth on fire, and I wish it was already on fire. I wish it was in a better place than it is. And he said, don't think I came to bring peace. And this is one of those passages people so often take out of context. It's not saying that Jesus doesn't want peace or desire peace. What he's saying is, don't think that you're going to get to peace by being nice all the time. Don't think you're going to get to peace by playing to other people's philosophies and by shortening and making yourself, you know, smaller and making your voice not heard. You know, that the weight of peace is sometimes, you know, wrought through conflict. A lot of times, I'll give you an example. A lot of times maybe on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter, one of those holidays when you have certain family members over, or when you're together with certain family members who might not share your views about the Catholic faith or Christianity, and they make those little comments, take little pot shots about what you live and what you believe. You have two choices in those moments. You can stand and humbly and lovingly defend the Catholic faith and Christian doctrine. You can stand and do that, or you can sort of recoil in an effort to, quote unquote, keep the peace. And a lot of the times it's easier just to keep the peace. The mentality is, well, you know, it's the holidays, let's just keep it calm. But there's a deeper reality there, and what Jesus is trying to say is this. Listen, if you're living for me, yeah, it might divide certain relationships. It's going to cause a division, but it's better to be with Christ and be divided than to be in communion, but then forsake things that you know to be true. And what he's ultimately saying is, ultimately, If you stick with him and if you live peace, those other people who take those pot shots and say those things, they're not going to keep on their own road. You are going to win them to Christ. That Christ is going to win in the end, so that ultimately they will find peace in you. They will find peace in him. But sometimes the road to peace is wrought by conflict. Sometimes the road to peace has to be precipitated by some conflict. And we can't be afraid of that. We can't be afraid of opposition from other people. We can't be afraid of the negativity from other people. Jeremiah wasn't afraid of it. He got thrown into a cistern. Jesus wasn't afraid of it. He got put on a cross. St. Paul wasn't afraid of it. He got kicked out of every town that he went to. He was shipwrecked and thrown over walls, and he was stoned and hit with rods, and he was put to death. He was martyred. Peter was martyred. All the great saints, all the great martyrs, all these great witnesses, they went through hard times not because they were bad. They went through hard times because they were that good. The next time you're wondering, am I going through all this opposition, all these obstacles because I'm doing something wrong? If you're doing it with humility and you're doing it with love when you live and preach the gospel, and remember, you don't always preach the gospel with your words. You can say, I'll follow you, Lord. And oftentimes he says, okay, prove it in your silence. Prove it in the way you pray. Prove it in what you do not say at times as much as by what you do say. If we're living for God, there is going to be opposition. If you're not living for God, you're probably going to have a pretty easy road. The devil's not going to mess with you if you're not producing good fruit. So this week, rejoice in the opposition. This week, if you're having one of those weeks or one of those days when you feel like everybody's against you, rejoice in it. It probably means you're doing something right. That God is proud of you when you speak in his name and when you love silently in his name. And when you see that opposition this week, take heart, because you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, the communion of saints, all who have gone before you, and you're surrounded by a cloud of living witnesses right now, all straining forward for the gospel just like you. We here at Life Team, we're with you. We're behind you. We're next to you. We're in this battle with you, and we love you, and we're praying for you, and we'll continue to. Give them heaven this week. Give them all you got, and trust that God is going to be there. And if others want to put you to death, just sing the psalm of this week, because the Lord will come to your aid.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.